Now, these fallen angels, do you believe when they came down here, and I'm going to ask you for a time period in a moment, and I'm sure it's a guess, but let's see how close you can get.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe they came here in flying saucers, UFOs?
Good question.
Physical structured craft?
Good question. In some of the ancient manuscripts, some things from the Dead Sea Scrolls, it talks about sun disks. We've got, through the ages, they talk about, witnesses talk about silver disks. I think these things, in ancient Indian...
the Vedas.
Vedas, exactly. Talks about, certain flying machines that they used. So the technology could have been there. I mean, why the technology is there, I don't really understand that. But, maybe their wings were clipped. I mean, I know that sounds kind of silly, but what if, what if that's how they kind of bop around the universe to a degree? There's no answer to that.
Well, what if you're correct that they come from, let's say, different time, different dimensions, but maybe it's a traveling through a wormhole or something, or some kind of bend in space, but they need these craft to get here, to do what they do.
It certainly is very possible. Another idea would be that because they're in a fallen state, they have lost some of their mobility. That's why I was kind of being silly a little early and said their wings were clipped.
You may be right.
Maybe they've lost mobility.
They took that away.
Yeah, where it seems like other interdimensional beings, which are benevolent, just appear. Like if you look in the Christian scriptures, which talks about the Annunciation, where this angel just pops in front of this woman, Mary, and just says, this is what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm,
to you.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have this child. He's the most anointed, and he's going to be the Messiah of the world. Okay, that's interesting. The angel just appears from nowhere. When Jesus apparently is resurrected, at one point in time, he just kind of walks through a wall and manifests himself in front of the apostles. And, everybody's blown away. It's like, they think it's a ghost. And he says to them, touch me, feel me, I'm flesh and blood, I'm not a ghost, give me something to eat. And then, of course, he vanishes the same way. So there are laws here that we really don't understand,
that are beyond
the science that we know, at least now.
If this is true, though, that they came here in craft,
mm-hmm.
for whatever reason,
mm-hmm.
back about when?
I'd say it has to be more than 10,000 years.
Ago.
Yeah, definitely okay. More than 10,000 years.
And
between 10 and 20,000 years ago.
Craft are still
like
being
that.
Seen. So craft that means seen. The deception is still continuing.
Well, the deception has been ramped up. I mean, now it's like people are seeing them much more frequently than they were, let's say, 100 years ago. Yes, there were sightings, but nothing like today. I mean, and at the end of World War II with the Foo Fighters, 1945, we thought they were the Russians. The Russians thought they were us.
Right.
No one knew what was going on. And, of course, the Roswell incidents, and now we have, fires, I get that once every week, and all these different sightings from all over the United States and all over the world. So it seems to be a burgeoning phenomena. It seems to be manifesting much more frequently. Certainly, I believe that the abduction phenomena has been ramped up. I think they have an agenda, and I think the agenda is deception. In the third book, The Revealing, you mentioned the cover, and that shows...
Yeah, why the Temple Mount? Why do you have that there?
Well, there's an ancient document which has never been translated to the masses, but a friend of mine, who I remain anonymous, was able to look at this document, and for our purposes, we'll just call it the Apocalyptic Scroll.
I'd love to hear about this.
And he said that he read this thing, and what it said, and I'm paraphrasing here, was that at the end of some great battle. For Jerusalem, that above the city were suddenly appearing hundreds of sun disks, and his jaw dropped because he knew, from his interpretation of that, he could only conclude that he was looking at, some sort of a UFO manifestation.
Right.
So I took that story that he told me and ran with it, and that became the cover for the third book.
Now, was this a story that occurred or story in the future?
This is a story that was spoken of a couple of thousand, maybe 2,500, 3,000 years ago. I'm not sure of the dating of that particular scroll, which has not been deciphered. I have no idea.
But of an event that had occurred?
No, not occurred yet.
Not occurred?
Not occurred yet.
So,
and hence the Temple Mount with the Dome of the Rock on it. If you look at the cover, it's the Dome of the Rock, and the Dome of the Rock is all lit up.
And it's a modern city in the background.
Modern city, correct. And what's interesting about this, and we can jump into this, you know, now if you want to, but one of the scriptures in Ezekiel 38 in the Hebrew Bible talks about a confederacy of nations, and this is why I hang my hat on the prophecy, a confederacy of nations coming up against a land of unwalled villages. And when you think about that in the ancient world, and of course I get into all this in the books, it talks about this and extrapolated, and you know, characters banter back and forth interpretations, but in the ancient world, there was no such thing as a land of unwalled villages. The first thing you did is you built a wall and a moat and defended it, and you know, and that's what you did. So it's for someone to say something like that is really preposterous when that book was written thousands of years ago, to talk about in the latter days. I mean, it's even that specific. In the latter days, a confederacy of nations will go up Israel, a land of unwalled villages, to take plunder and spoil. And that to me is absolutely, utterly profound, to read something like that. And what's interesting is the nations that are mentioned, and this should blow, it blew my mind when I read it, Iraq, you would instantly, from looking at a map today, let's say before the invasion, you would figure that, well, Iraq has to be part of this confederacy,
right?
Not mentioned. But guess who is? Iran.
Yeah.
Iran is mentioned. Iran, Libya, and then, of course, whatever's from the north. Some people believe it's Russia. It could be Chechnya. We're not sure. But it's definitely a nation from the north. More than likely, it's Russia. I believe it's Russia.
And what could occur?
Well, there's a confederacy of these nations which conspire. And remember, when this was written, there is no Islamic religion as we know it. There is no Islamofascism, which is, you know, all over the planet. I think even tonight there's like a scare now in New York.
Yeah, a subway scare.
Exactly. So, you know, all these, this is, it's part of our culture. It's something that we have, we're just dealing with now. The Israelis have been dealing with this thing since independence. And it's this confederacy of what are now Islamic nations which go up against Israel. And Israel responds, and it says very specifically how Israel responds. It says that the confederacy of nations, while they are standing on their feet, their tongues will rot in their mouth, and their eyes will disintegrate in their sockets, which to me sounds very much like a neutron bomb, which of course we know that the Israelis have.
Mm-hmm.
So this confederacy of nations are pouring down, they're attacking Israel. Israel has nowhere to go except to use its nuclear arsenal. They're being attacked on every side. And this fulfills that scripture. It's in Ezekiel 38 and 39.
Do you think that's happening now?
I think the stage is being set for it, absolutely. I think the stage is being set for it.